top of mind. Bitcoin sits at $62,563,000, decoupled from equities hitting all-time highs after cool CPI-PPI prints. The divergence, crypto ignoring positive macro data while stocks rally, is the central positioning puzzle this week. Glassnode frames the stalemate structurally. 1.79 million BTC, 8.9% of supply, sits with a 62K-65K cost basis. Short-term holders are 7.2% underwater at a 68.7K realized price, and every bounce from 63K has been weaker than the last. Wrecked capital flags a sub-$63,920 weekly close as a potential breakdown trigger. Glassnode co-founder Schulzer Kraft flags 61K as a long liquidation flashpoint given crowded Binance longs. The ERG 26 PCE print is the next macro binary. Market structure. BTC at $62,563,000, down a 1.3% on the day and near August lows. S&P 500 and NASDAQ both at all-time highs. Bitcoin equity decoupling is now a multi-week pattern, not a one-day anomaly. ETF flows net negative for the year. Spot BTC ETFs bled. 4.7B YTD, Q2 saw 4.9B in outflows, worst quarter since launch. A brief 999 netto inflow streak. July 14, 22, reversed with 475 MIT redeemed Thursday, Friday. Morgan Stanley's Bitcoin Trust, MSBT, bucked the trend with 9 metals inflows. Binance OI at 815B as price stagnated, then dropped alongside price. CryptoQuant reads the 0.25 correlation as long cleanout underway. 236 MEDs in 24-hour cross-crypto liquidations. USDT market cap contracted 4Bs over 60 days, one of the sharpest on record. CryptoQuant characterizes this as potentially near exhaustion, a contrarian signal, but explicitly disclaims causality. Policy and institutions. World Liberty Financial, Trump Family, received OCC preliminary conditional approval for a national trust bank charter, would allow issuance custody of USD1 stablecoin, 4B market cap custodied by BitGo. Final exam and conditions remain. Both WSJ and FT confirm Circle separately won a banking activities license, FT paywalled. Clarity Act stalled. Senate departed for recess without a vote. Setnunda 15 procedural vote scheduled. Prediction markets price 2026 passage at correction 20%, down from 75% in May. Citi CEO Fraser supports passage with stablecoin reward carve-outs. JP Morgan's Diamond remains opposed. Coinbase withdrew support in January. SEC cancelled Friday's open meeting on crypto-specific rulemaking. Scheduling conflict, no replacement date, would have been the agency's first crypto-specific rule proposal. Both legislative and regulatory routes now simultaneously stalled. MSCI opened consultation to remove non-operating companies from its ACWI IMI, Strategy 23.9B float, and Metaplanet are flagged. November 2026 review is the earliest removal date. JP Morgan estimated 2.8B, enforced strategy outflows if removed. Feedback period closes September 30, network and industry. Cold card hack losses, Galaxy Research high confidence minimum, now 1,730 BTC, 108 MM+, plus. TRM Labs estimates 1,816 BTC across 5,200 plus addresses. CryptoQuant confirms 1,432 BTC, floor, victim report methodology. Attackers move 246 BTC, 65% into coin join. No confirmed theft activity after AUG. 6. Public miner hash rate fell 13.4%, 368,319 EHS from Q4 2025 to Q2 2026 versus network's 10.6% drop, confirming AI pivot is outpacing organic decline. Core Scientific 136.7 MT colocation revenue versus 27.5 MT mining. Riot secured a reported 9B Tower 20-year Anthropic deal for 191 Nabandabat Dalov at Rockdale. Hut 8 signed a second 352 MW AI lease at Beacon Point. Miner fee revenue at 0.69% of total, lowest in a decade. Luke Dashger removed as BIP editor after dispute over BIP 110, data embedding restriction proposal that triggered a stalled minority fork. Developer community governance conflict. Dashger called it abuse of power by core. Tether completed first KPMG audit, unqualified opinion, FY2025 of Tether International, reserves exceeded liabilities by 6.8 billion. Lingering criticism, audit covers one subsidiary, financials not publicly released, Tether plans annual audits going forward. Macro linkages. July CPI, 3.4% YOY, plus 0.1% MOM, and PPI, 4.7% YOY flat MOM, both in line or below expectations, pushing September Fed rate hike odds down to 135% from 70% a month ago. Equities rallied, Bitcoin did not, QCP Capital flagged this non-response as increasingly important. US-Iran strikes on southern Iran, bridges, Chabahar port, drove WTI up 115% over five sessions to 79 BBL, reviving inflation fears and pushing gold to 4,435 OZ. Bitcoin fell alongside risk assets on geopolitical escalation, contradicting the digital gold hedge narrative in real time. Fed Chair Warsh held rates at 3.75%, with three dissents favoring a hike. BOA forecasts three hikes in 2026. A hike scenario is the primary tail risk for Bitcoin liquidity conditions. Standouts. Morgan Stanley increased IBIT holdings 23% to 16.5 million shares in Q2, despite falling value. JP Morgan raised IBIT position 25%. Institutional accumulation continues through the drawdown. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala holds 490 meters in IBIT, second largest 13F position. Abu Dhabi Investment Council holds 273 MEMS, largest single holding. Both unchanged from last quarter. Wintermute USA registered as a broker-dealer, targeting Bitcoin ETF market making and aiming to rival Jane Street and Citadel Securities within 5 years. France's tax authority breach exposed 678K records, including income, addresses, and tax IDs, creating a target list for wrench attacks in the country, already accounting for 30 of 46 global violent crypto thefts through June 2026. CBOE filed for SEC approval of first US 3X Bitcoin and Ether ETFs, structured as CFTC-regulated commodity pools via volatility shares, no approval timeline given.